Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm Jennifer. Thanks for joining me tonight for our story titled, Remember What God Has Done. It was the psalmist, Asaph, who said, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. His words of meditation will be our focus tonight as we find comfort in remembering what God has done. Not only will we recall the mighty deeds of the Lord, we will revisit some of the most miraculous moments of Jesus' ministry on earth. My hope is that you'll find great peace in knowing that God is still the God of miracles. He still works in your life today. If you're someone who struggles to fall asleep, let this Bible meditation relax you and guide you into a peaceful time of rest. Allow yourself this time to unwind and listen to what God is saying, to remember how He has shown His faithfulness from the beginning of creation until now. Be assured that the miracles of long ago are reminders of His faithfulness today. He has not ceased to work in the lives of His children. What a great comfort! The God who was, and is to come, still blesses those who seek Him. Seek Him tonight. Remember what He has done for you. I pray you'll be deeply encouraged by the examples shared in this bedtime story. From the Old Testament to the New, I pray you'll find comfort from the words of the Scriptures as we remember the deeds of the Lord, the miracles of long ago. Now, I encourage you to remove any distractions and make yourself as comfortable as possible. Fluff your pillow, straighten your covers, and find a relaxing position. If your mind is wandering, bring it back to the Lord. Whisper the name Jesus and seek His presence. Breathe deeply as you inhale slowly and exhale. Feel the tension in your body being released as you fix your mind on the Savior. Now, hear the words of the psalmist again. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Meditate on this passage for a few moments, resting quietly in the stillness of the room. Feel the stress leave your body as your mind turns to the wonderful works of the Lord. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Seek God's presence tonight as the fullness of His joy fills your soul. There is nothing to worry about. He holds your life in the palm of His hand. His love and peace guide you, even when the way seems unclear. You can trust Him to lead you just as He's led you in the past. Breathe deeply from a place of trust. There is nothing your God cannot do. In Him, you have everything you need. Jesus is enough. He truly is. There is nothing on this earth that can fill your heart like He does. His loving presence is what we seek tonight as we remember God's goodness to us. Rest now, free from every burden and care, as you are held by the Father above. Heavenly Father, as this child seeks you tonight, I ask you to remind them of everything you've done in the past, the ways in which you've blessed them, helped them, and even performed miracles for them. I pray they will be reminded of these blessings now. Please fill their hearts with deep assurance that you still work in their life today, that you have not forgotten them. Let the words of Asaph flow through them, words of remembrance and peace. Lord, if there are any concerns that need to be surrendered tonight, I pray you will help this child release those concerns now. Thank you, God, for watching over this beloved listener and for remaining with them as they fall asleep. With deepened breath and steadfast heart, I pray for this child to remain in your love, surrounded by your peace, and filled with the hope that comes from knowing you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to know you in a personal way. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen. Now keep breathing deeply as you listen to this story from Scripture. The first miraculous event recorded in the Scriptures is the powerful way God spoke the world into existence. With the words, "Let there be light," God flooded the universe with the light of His glory, not bound by sun, moon, or stars. Allow this imagery to settle over you with a great sense of peace tonight. Let there be light. God's light. God's glory. God's presence. Nothing can dim the glory of the Lord. His brilliance cannot be contained. His presence fills the universe and has existed for all eternity. Who can fathom what He has done from beginning to end? After the miracle of creation, which included the breath of life in Adam and the forming of his wife Eve, we find countless ways that God intervened in the lives of His people. For Noah and his family, He provided safe passage. In a vessel that had never been built before, God kept Noah and his family safe. You are safe in the presence of God tonight. He protects you with shelter from the storm. Like the walls of the ark that kept the floodwaters out, God is your refuge from times of trouble. Rest in the shelter of the Lord tonight. Not only did God save Noah and his family, He made a covenant with all living creatures, a covenant of peace. In Genesis 9, verses 12 and 13, God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth." Oh, the signs and wonders God has performed on earth because of his great love for us. Rest in his love tonight. Let his love fill your heart once again. Sometimes we take for granted the phrase, "God loves you." We hear it and dismiss it as something ordinary. His love is far from ordinary. It's a love that cannot be explained by human terms. It's the foundation on which our covenant relationship with him exists. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Whisper along with the words of John 3:16. "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Rest in the beauty of the gospel message as I pray over you. Gracious God, thank you for loving this child so much that you sent your Son to die for them. Let them not dismiss your deep affection for them, but be filled with your love once again. In the name of Jesus, and for his sake, I pray for this child to remember your works of old, testimonies of your love for mankind. Continue to be with them, Lord, assuring them of your presence throughout the night. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Now, this might be a good time to readjust the covers and get comfortable once again. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Settle your mind on the things of God as we hear beautiful passages from the Bible, passages of remembrance and peace. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." What a humbling thought! God cares so much about his people that he chooses to do great things for them. With joy, recall the beautiful things God has done in your life. Perhaps he's blessed you with friends and family who love you and support you. Silently give thanks to him now. Maybe the Lord has given you a job to provide for you and your household. Quietly praise him now. It could be God has blessed you with health and wellness for this season. Let your heart rejoice with thankfulness now. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold his love, his mercy, and his favor over you. Receive his blessing tonight, his blessing of sleep. Feel the restoration taking place in your body as you relax after a long day. Your mind is at ease, fixed on the wondrous works of the Lord. Your spirit is at peace, touched by the gentleness of the Father. Your body is at rest, blessed by the first stages of sleep. Hear the words from Psalm 105. It says, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always." Let your soul give praise to the Lord. Even as you sleep, let your spirit rejoice in his holy name. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Seek him continuously, and let every thought be centered on Jesus. The miracles he performed during his short ministry on earth are too numerous to count. John chapter 21, verse 25 says, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written." One of Jesus' miracles was the feeding of more than 5,000 people with 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish. That day, a great crowd followed him because they had seen the signs that he had performed through healing. When Jesus saw the crowd, he asked his disciples how they were going to buy enough bread for them to eat. Of course, this was only a test of their faith. Jesus already knew how he would feed the multitude. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." A few of the other disciples brought a boy to Jesus and said, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" It was unfathomable to the disciples that Jesus could feed 5,000 people with such a small amount of food. Indeed, it was impossible. But that's how the Lord works. He takes our impossible situation and makes a way where there seems to be no way. That day, the disciples witnessed a miracle, one that could not be explained by human means. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Not only was there enough food for each person to take as much as they wanted, there was plenty left over. My friend, this is how our God works. He sees our need and supplies more than we can imagine. The key is to rest and trust. Rest in the abundant provision of the Father. Trust that he is able to accomplish the impossible. God is faithful to provide what you need with plenty left over. As you sleep, allow your trust in God's supply to deepen. Let go of any resistance you might feel. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Let the assurance of what God has done give you hope for the future as well. Whatever looms overhead is captured by the Father and worked out in great detail. You can trust Him. You can count on Him. He loves you with an everlasting love. Continue to rest quietly as I pray over you. Holy God, thank you for the detailed accounts of your miraculous works in the lives of people. Please encourage this beloved child tonight. Bless them with reminders of your love and faithfulness. Deepen their faith in you, knowing you still provide everything they need and more. Fill their hearts with praise as they continue to recall the wonderful things you've done for them. Secure their trust that you are still working in every situation, and give them hope for the future. I pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let's hear our focus passage again, this time from the New Living Translation. Then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. Let the constancy of God's wonderful deeds fill your dreams tonight. You can depend on the Father in all things. There is surety in His faithfulness for all generations. Great and mighty is He. We remember His steadfast love as He parted the waters for His people and established His cloud of protectiveness between them and Pharaoh's army. We recall the walls of Jericho tumbling down at the final trumpet sound and shout of victory. We are comforted by the countless miracles of Jesus, miracles of healing and salvation. For by His wounds we are healed. Rest securely in the mighty works of the Lord as He leads His people through the sea to the promised land. My friend, your promised land is the place Jesus is preparing for you. As He said in John 14, verses 1 through 4, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Dear friend, you know the place where Jesus is. For not only is He seated in the heavenly realm, He is dwelling in you by His Spirit. Of all the wondrous works the Lord has done, nothing compares to the mighty work of salvation in the lives of those who put their trust in Him. Redemption was, is, and always will be the greatest act of love that God has performed for His people. Remember what God has done for you how he has delivered you and accepted you. His thoughts over you are too numerous to count. His blessings fill your cup to the full. I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. Gracious God, thank you for all that you've done. Forgive us for not thanking you more. Please continue to bless this listener with your divine favor and peace in the name of Jesus. Now, rest deeply as I share these beautiful lyrics from the chorus, Look What God Has Done. Oh, look what God has done. He's been here all along. All through the changing of the tides, he's been constant. He's been kind. Oh, look what God has done. His love surrounding us. All through the fire and the flood, he's always been enough. Let your heart say, God has always been enough. Let your mind grasp that through the changing of the tides, God is your constant source of peace. Through every circumstance, his love surrounds you. Like the walls of the sea on either side and the dry ground beneath your feet, his love makes a way. The works of the Lord have been recorded for us, not only as reminders of his power and might, but also as a pathway of hope. There is hope for today and bright hope for tomorrow. The accounts of his miracles are etched into our souls as promises for our future. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Sleep deeply in the wonderful works of the Father, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus. He is with you. He loves you. Holy God, thank you for bringing to remembrance the wonderful ways in which you've worked in the lives of those who love you. Oh, how we love you. As this child finds true rest tonight, I pray that you will be a continuous refuge for them, surrounding them with your love and guidance. Lord, I ask that you be with them through the rest of the night and continue to remind them of your faithfulness that never leaves them. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. As the psalmist declared, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Let this be your personal declaration. When you find yourself in need of hope and comfort, recall the ways God has led you before. Let his track record of faithfulness be a sign of hope for tomorrow. He is with you. He loves you. I pray this bedtime meditation has been encouraging and has given you a sense of peace and joy. My prayer is that you'll continue to remember the wondrous works that God has done, and, as always, continue to abide in Christ.